Ukraine fires top ambassador after he criticized Zelensky in public. By Oliver J.J. Lane on July 21, 2023. Ukraine's ambassador to London appeared to side with the British government when it said Zelensky would be wise to start showing more gratitude to the Western nations showering the country with tens of billions of equipment and cash, a move that has cost him his position. One of Ukraine's top ambassadors, Vadim Pristaiko, the point man for communication with one of the country's most supportive allies in its defensive war against Russia, has been fired, just days after he said President Zelensky's sarcasm towards his Western underwriters wasn't healthy. The news of the dismissal came in a presidential decree, signed by Zelensky, which announced the dismissal of V. Pristaiko from the positions of ambassador to the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland and permanent representative of Ukraine to the International Maritime Organization, IMO. The IMO is a UN agency that regulates safety at sea and is headquartered in London on the River Thames. Although the note recalling Pristaiko gives no reason for his dismissal, it comes just days after a small controversy brewed about Ukraine's attitude towards its allies, from whom all military support has so far been met only with demands for more. Speaking at the NATO annual conference, the British Defence Minister, a staunch Ukraine ally and likely making the remark for the benefit of others rather than the United Kingdom, said, "There is a slight word of caution here, which whether we like it or not, people want to see gratitude, if you're persuading countries to give up their stocks." Mr. Wallace said NATO allies were not like Amazon, the online retail giant, where an order can be made one day and delivery expected the next. Despite the words of caution, Zelensky was perceived to have replied caustically, replying sarcastically that from now on he'd telephone Wallace every day to offer thanks. This response, said now former Ambassador Pristaiko, was not wise. Speaking to UK media, reports the Daily Telegraph, Pristaiko said in reply to President Zelensky's remarks, "I don't believe this sarcasm is healthy. I don't think we need to show the Russians there is something between us. We're working together, Ben can call me and tell me anything he wants to." As noted by Ukrainian media, Pristaiko is a long-serving government official who has previously been ambassador to Canada and NATO, as well as serving as Ukraine's foreign minister and deputy prime minister in the past.